Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
Louisiana. Across the country, we are known for our moss-draped cypress trees, slow-meandering bayous, antebellum homes, spicy cooking, and litter. In spite of our wonderful assets, our litter liability is one thing most visitors remember. Everyone is impacted. All other things being equal and given a choice, would you rather live, open, or keep a business in an area that is trashed out or one that isn't? It's one of those ephemeral quality of life issues. There is a form of littering that many people innocently condone without thinking. I find it in the most remote areas of our state, in the middle of roadless bottomland hardwood forest, and far out in the marshes, in areas where other litter is uncommon. In these settings, it is especially garish and obtrusive. I'm referring to balloons, the helium-filled ones that are released at promotional or political events, ball games, or parties. Once released, blooms are out of sight. They should not be out of mind. What goes up must come down. Millions are reportedly released each year. Latex balloons, which are made from the sap of rubber trees, are usually very biodegradable and less of an impact than foil or mylar balloons, which persist in the environment. Attachments such as ribbons and string are particular problems as they have been known to entangle birds and other wildlife. In coastal areas, sea turtles, dolphins, whales, and fish have ingested balloons, which they may mistake for jellyfish, a favorite food. So how can we clean up this small but important piece of our litter problem? Obviously, the first is to not release balloons outdoors. We can encourage companies, political, and community organizations to use an alternative form of advertising or celebration. Above all, we can educate, for a littered state is an uneducated state.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.